building up those strong relationships, forgiving people who have hurt you and you were offended. So, Lord, I'm full of the Holy Ghost and fire. Come on, and fire. And again, and fire. So I'm a fence. How do I say it? Covered. It won't penetrate. What word am I trying to use? I'm offense protected. I'm protected against offenses. All the fiery darts, Ephesians chapter 6. Any fiery dart of offense that comes at me cannot penetrate my spirit man. So I'm always going to show love. And when I don't know what to do, Holy Spirit, wisdom of God, show me what to do. I take dominion over this situation that's trying to get me upset. We got ready to leave Friday, and it was my fault. Landers, that was your fault, because I was packing. I was washing, and I texted her, and I said, Landers, I'm not going to be able to make it. And at 6 o'clock, Holy Spirit said, is there anything that you're doing now that you can't do when you get back? I said, no, sir, and I started getting dressed. When I got back, I didn't finish packing. So he said, you know it's time to go. And we're going to leave at 6:30. Now, I'm asking before, what time are we going to leave? Just whenever we get packed. But then suddenly, we're leaving at 6:30. Anyway, and he was kind of getting down on me about not being ready. And I said, I'm working as hard as I can. I said, don't be fussing at me. No. It ain't like you didn't know you were going. And I said, I will not be offended. I didn't say it to him. I will not be offended. I will not be offended. And I kept on packing. I was not offended for long. Amen. The Holy Ghost can make you be offense proof. When you take dominion, because you got to know it's from the devil. See, the last time we went to Ohio, we had a little, just before we left, we drove probably an hour, not even talking. I'm sitting there, this doesn't make no sense. So anyway, we got over that. I wasn't going to have that this time. But the thing is, he didn't even know it. You know, he didn't even know he had offended me. Okay, let me get off that. I'm offense. What I want to show you now, I'm offense proof now. You got to become offense proof by putting the word in. Stuff that used to make you mad. Take dominion over that. Don't give the devil no joy. Don't make him laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Make God happy. Make God happy. Jesus, Marie, we talked the other day, and she said, is it okay if I use you what Jesus? She said, I see Jesus. I might need to let her wait till she preaches it, but it was so good. I said, no, then God. He said, Jesus, God, Father, Marie's calling you. How you say? And Jesus said, he's going to answer, and then he's going to do what she said. I can't say it like she said, but he heard her. Jesus said, okay, we'll get it done. Jesus is making intercession for you right now. He said, God, don't let him get mad. 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 And you got to say, that's right, Father. That wouldn't make you happy, would it? Take dominion in your relationships. Now, the one that I'm going to talk to myself about, he said, take dominion and take care of your temple. This body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And we treat it so bad. So bad. I went to the doctor today just for a checkup because it was time. I got on that scale. You remember, what's her name? What was that different? It wasn't Different Strokes, whatever that show was. It had the kind of queen size lady. She was a housekeeper. I don't know if you remember. She got on that scale and it went up to show what she was and she grabbed it and tear it off. I saw what that scale said. I'm doctor, you need to get your scales fixed. In the name of Jesus, I declare these scales are not right. And he said, take dominion. And so I say, Holy Ghost, how do I do that? He reminded me, I told you 2-3 years ago, don't eat after 6 o'clock. I've been enjoying some after 6 o'clock snacks for a long time. Take dominion. Eat the right foods. Ask Holy Ghost what's good for you, because what's good for one person may not be good for you. Now, if the Lord could deliver me from sugar, because it just doesn't do my body well, he can deliver me from, I like bread. I started to say I love bread, but that's, I'm taking dominion and say I like bread. Next time I'm going to say I don't eat bread, except occasionally. We went to Red Lobster, and, you know, they bring out those biscuits, and before I knew it, I'd eaten three. Took the other two to the hotel. I didn't eat them, but he said, exercise. I used to walk all the way down to the end of this road, back and forth. Lord knows, only the Lord knows the last time I've been down there. All around the church. So what am I going to do? I'm taking what? Dominion. Pam, I might have to come to Calum City and walk with you. Find somebody to get me started. Amen. Exercise. Eat right. My body doesn't deal with sodas, so I didn't quit. It quit them. Every once in a while, I might do a soda. I was down to Diet Coke and knew they weren't good, but now they're just not good for me. Take what? Say, take dominion. In your relationship, take dominion in the for the temple. Watch what you eat, exercise. And do you know, I read that probably 80% of sicknesses is as a result of people being stressed out, upset about stuff. Watch what you say, watch what you think. You cannot let your mind just think anything. Philippians 4 tells us what to think. Whatever's good, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report. There be any virtue, there be any praise. Think on these things. You can't. I can't help if you don't like him. You don't like her. They did this or they did that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not walk. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not walk. Saying your name backwards. So you won't think those things. You don't have to think to say Jones, Lee Corr. And so I'm not thinking on that thing. Take dominion. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.